Hello and welcome to another edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. I'm Mahtabia Ghanafar. Thanks for joining us. The leader of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, has announced the end of the operation to kick out Daesh from the Lebanon-Syria border region.
The issue that we are talking about is not only the liberation of 140 square kilometers of the Lebanese territories, but we are talking about the liberation of all Lebanese territories, which means that there is no more terrorist existing on any hill, mountain, valley, or any border point. Mission accomplished.
Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said the movement and the Syrian army lost 11 fighters and 7 soldiers, respectively, during the battle. Nasrallah added that the evacuation of around 1,000 Daesh terrorists and their families from Syria's Qalamun region was the final stage of the operation. He also revealed that Daesh had agreed to return the bodies of several Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian military advisor in exchange for being allowed to leave. He said there is still no word on the fate of the Lebanese soldiers who were abducted by the terrorists in 2014. For more on this, let's go live to the state of Indiana in the U.S. and talk to E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Mr. Jones, thank you so much for being with us here on Press TV's Top 5. We heard Sayed Hassan Nasrallah saying mission accomplished. What do you think of this victory achieved by the resistance movement of Lebanon and the Lebanese army in eliminating Daesh terrorists?
Yeah, I think it's a significant turning point in the whole war in the Middle East. I think that President Trump was forced to basically come to an agreement with the Russians because the Russians had already cut off the supply route for the terrorists. So he just had to accept that as a fait accompli, and now the whole operation is over, and that's the end of the American adventure in Syria. The big question, though, is where are these 1,000 terrorists and their families, where are they going to go? That's the big question.
So there were reports that, according to a deal, these Daesh terrorists have been forced to leave those areas and move to Syria's Deir ez-Zor. And from the sort of coordinated operations going on right now, both in Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, it seems like Daesh is on the losing streak.
Yeah, there's no question they're losing. But the point is, whenever they start to lose, they move someplace else and they start trouble someplace else. This has been the story of the Mujahideen ever since Afghanistan in the 1980s. So as I said, the big question is where are they going to go? I suspect, judging from recent terrorist attacks in Afghanistan against the Shia there, Shia villages, I suspect they're going to end up there. And this will mean that the whole conflict will now shift from Syria to Afghanistan, where Trump has now decided he's going to send another 6,000 troops. So the problem here is that it's, you know, you knock them down at one place and they pop up someplace else. That's been the problem for the last 20 to 30 years.
So what is the solution in your opinion?
The solution, in my opinion, is to stop hammering one place after you start it, you give up hammering another place. In other words, why are we going back into Afghanistan now? We should just cut our losses. Trump was elected by people who felt that we needed to get out of the Middle East altogether, to withdraw back to the United States. Now, for some inexplicable reason, after saying before the election that Afghanistan was a waste of time and money, he's gone and sent troops back there again. The solution is getting out of the whole region altogether, and apparently he's incapable of doing that.
So you believe that, if I'm not wrong, that these terrorist groups can be eliminated by the countries that created them in the first place?
Well, they're going to be mobilized. No, I don't know whether they can or they can't, but they will be mobilized by other powers as proxy warriors. So if you eliminate the proxy war, then they've got no employers. And maybe they'll have to get back to doing, living according, you know, working for a living or something like that. I suspect that's why these adventurers exist. They don't like living day-to-day lives. They like the life of terrorists, where you just, you know, grab women off the street, you live the life of leisure, and so on and so forth. If you stop employing these people, then maybe the whole thing will dissipate and go someplace else, especially if they have no reason to fight America, which is now they do have a renewed reason to fight them in Afghanistan. So they probably will be employed there.
Of course, and the other point that you mentioned, that the U.S. and other foreign countries that are in the region should also pull out. Thank you so much for your time and your thoughts. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, joining us from Indiana. Thank you very much.